Thanks so much for being aboard. First story takes us to Syria this hour, where the president, Bashar al-Assad, says Damascus will take control of the country's north by force if forces backed by the U.S. and Turkey refuse to surrender. In an interview with the Russian TV channel, Assad said fighting with U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces is not the best option for Damascus. However, he stressed that fighting is the only way to get control of the country. He was referring to the northern town of Manbij, where SDF forces hold some territory. Meanwhile, the Syrian president said his country will not accept any fund from foreign countries to rebuild Syria. Assad said Syria has enough strength to do so, and if it does not have the money, it will ask its friends for help. Crossing over to London, joined by founder and director of Noxus, Ammar Waqaf. Thank you so much for being with us. Well, tell me, what do you make of the Syrian president's comments, and what exactly does it mean, looking at it from a strategic perspective, when basically he says that he is willing, if have to, definitely by force, if necessary, in dealing with the Turkish and American troops?
Well, we're talking about the president of the Syrian Arab Republic. This government, this state, has legitimacy over the totality of its land. Should the head of the state speak anything differently, the state would collapse. Think of Syrians who are currently in northern and northern eastern areas and southern areas who don't like what they feel is an occupation force, say Turkish forces, say PYD, say American forces, or whatever it is, or even militants. A lot of people who didn't desert their houses because they couldn't afford to desert their houses are now under militants. These are hostages. If they feel that the state in Damascus is not doesn't have the intention of regaining all land back, they would simply say, okay, well, we would have to then deal with those occupying forces, and they would find themselves some way out, and they would feel very much depressed. It is by stating that the Syrian state has the right and will go, whatever it will do, whatever it takes to regain that land, that he, as a head of the state, gives hope to those people. And that hope is very much, this is the strategic view, tactically speaking now, this hope amongst those peoples, say for example Arabs in northeastern Syria under Kurdish militia control and occupation, American occupation. When they hear the president of the state, Damascus, speaks as such, they start to pick up arms and say, okay, well, I can have hope and have resistance against this occupier. Take for example Raqqa, the Kurdish forces have just announced a curfew for 3 days. There are issues there. So in a sense, he's giving hope to people and stating the obvious. This is Syrian land by law, and it is our duty to take it back. He cannot say anything else, otherwise the state would collapse.
And with some of the statements, other statements that he made, one of them talking about the rebuilding of Syria, and we know traditionally there are some countries that are involved in the destruction of other countries, but also definitely a big part of that is trying to rebuild and getting in there and being getting the contracts and rebuilding the country. Now, what President Assad has said is that Syria is going to first and foremost depend upon itself and then its friends to help rebuild. How significant is that, and can he really do that?
He can, but then how soon is the other question. Obviously, with the whole of the international community taking part in rebuilding Syria, it would be faster, it would be better and more efficient, and so on and so forth. Take, for example, Russian friends or Iranian friends or Chinese friends trying to provide equipment to Syria or tools or technology or whatever to rebuild, and suddenly the United States or the West would want to put some sanctions that would hinder the operation. So in a sense, yes, he can, but then that would be tough. But what he's trying to say here is that because there is now some sort of a blackmail operation going on in the West, saying if you don't go this way or that way in the political process, something that we like, i.e. the West, then we're not going to give you money. This is basically blackmail. Then he's telling them, look, with you or without you, this is going to happen. In a sense, what he's saying is that the Syrian state will not be subject to blackmail. And again, should he say anything different, then the West or those who try to blackmail the Syrian government will feel even more emboldened, and as an event or as a consequence, the situation would get even more complex vis-a-vis solving or finalizing a political solution or the political part of the solution of the Syrian crisis.
Thank you so much for being with us out of London, Mr. Ammar Waqaf, founder and director of Gnosis.